guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I had a different story I was going to do for you guys tonight because I don't want to hover on this bug and all the kind of bumming, crappy stuff that's going on with it. But I think it's important, and I think I think I need to just to get a little bit off my mind here. And one of the things that we've heard many times, especially from Italy, is that the bug affects men more than women. But of course, it's always been, it's worse for men, but women most affected. But I found a story here that shines a little bit of light about in the cases in Italy and in Asia. The big thing they were saying is men primarily are the ones that smoke. And because of that, they think that's why men were overly affected by this in other countries. But here in the United States, it finds out that it may be similar here too, even though it's about a 50-50 split, pretty closely to those that partake of tobacco or not. And it says here, majority of New York City's bug cases are men between 18 and 49 years old. And that in and of itself tells me a couple things. Number one, that maybe perhaps older people, because they had a little bit more warning, a little bit more message of this, maybe they kind of isolated a little earlier. I know I did here because, again, I'm watching and helping out my parents that are 75 and 85. So as such, I've kind of kept away from the store buying supplies for my bus and things like that. But if the majority of cases are between guys 18 and 49, that is prime working man right there. That is the guys that are in the thick of it. That is the guys that are basically your workforce that are in the kind of essential fields that I think are important. Now, I know that the nursing community is primarily female, but the 18 to 49 year old guys, these are going to be construction workers. They're going to be a lot of delivery guys. They're going to be truck drivers. They're going to be power line, sewer. That's going to be a big one. Forklift drivers in the shops that are storing this stuff. Matter of fact, almost every driver that I've ever seen for UPS and FedEx are also guys. Not that they all are, but a lot of them are. So I think this could be something very telling as to kind of not only is this a bad thing, but it's also something that says, hey, if this is the primary group of people that are currently being affected in New York, we may see New York City grind to a halt. Now, again, our frontline workers, you can say, are nurses, and I'm glad they're there, and I'm glad they're working hard and doing their thing. But to supply them and to get them the products they need to keep the electricity going, to keep the fresh water coming in, to get rid of septic and things like that. You know, your plumbers, your electricians, your, like I said, you know, I could go on and on about this. Let's read the story real quick. It looks like they have two pictures here, which one is completely unrelated. It says the majority of New York residents who have been found positive of the bug are men between the ages of 18 and 49, according to newly released public health data. Even though experts say that the elderly are the hardest hit, just 46% of the city's bug patients are over 50, while 54 are in the 18 to 49. So we can safely say that it's about 50-50 roughly of who's got it. So age is irrelevant here. However, slightly more at the younger group, probably because they're out more working and in contact with a different assortment of people. They say the remaining 2% of cases between 5 and 17. The demos from the city health department were determined from an analysis of the 3954 cases on March 19th. And it says here, men account for 59%, so almost 60% of the total of all that have tested for it so far. So again, it's not a huge, huge number. It's not 70-30 or 80-20, but it is 60%. And it says the following line, men are more than twice as likely as women to end from the bug. White House expert Dr. Deborah Brix said Friday, citing the rates from Italy. So that even the fact that there are 60% of guys versus 40 of women, means there's a 10%, or actually you could say 60-40 would actually be a 20% swing between the two numbers. So that's 20%. And then on top of that, out of those 60%, twice as many are likely to succumb to the bug than women. That's a lot of guys. That's a lot of guys. And so not only is the workforce being affected, but that means, you know, that the longer term implications of this are quite telling for guys. And again, being that this is here in the United States, when it was overseas, you know, a lot of the explanation was, well, you know, guys in Asia and guys in Italy and over in European tend to smoke more. So you kind of say, okay, well, that could be a good nut, but not here in the States. And so having these numbers come out is very worrying, especially for, you know, everybody here involved. That it may be this way in this city, but as things kind of come out all over through all different areas with these numbers, this is going to affect us more by a long shot. So not only are we more likely by 20% to come down with it, well, you could say by 10%, I guess, but that we are to come down with it, but it's more than twice as likely that we don't make it. And that's not a good warm feeling. So this is, again, why I'm always so, like I just did my very last video, take care of yourselves. It's very easy to say, you know, it's a lot being reported and I don't trust the reports, and you can't go there because, you know, it's one thing to say if one paper says something, or even the government says something, that's, you know, then you can kind of go, ah, well, I've still got my doubts. But when it's coming out from individual reports, it's on Twitter, it's on Facebook, it's on all these different areas of firsthand accounts, then you need to be ready for this. In addition to the demographics, the health department released a graph showing the alarming strain on the city's hospital system already. ER visits for respiratory issues were up 366% compared to the same period last year. And that's especially concerning because we're just getting started with this. Like, we haven't even really gotten into the exponential numbers as of yet, which is a doubling every couple of days, which is what we're coming up on according to statistics. Queens had the largest increase in activity, followed by Manhattan, Brooklyn, Staten Island, and the Bronx. This is significant because as these numbers continue to rise, there's growing concern about the city's limited bed capacity. And New Yorkers who think they may have it should go get checked out and everything else. So, you know, I'm not gonna wax on poetically about this. Let's be real about it, okay? We talk about statistics here all the time. And a lot of guys, you know, we joking around say, hey, you know, there's a 70% divorce rate, right? There's a percent for this, and the percentage of girls on Tinder only date this percentage of guys. Look, here's the facts. There is a very, very alarming large portion of it, of this, that affects working men, 18 to 49. And that being said, that 50, almost twice as many guys don't make it, okay? And we know historically it's this happens to men, women most affected, right? So we know that I don't know, in a case like this, I don't think the medical community is going to go so far as to say, hey, let's make sure we take care of the women first and the men second. That being said, you know, if it comes down to, you know, we've got one left and there's one girl and three guys, I don't know. But the best way to hedge your bets is to make sure you stay healthy and to make sure that if you're out there working, I cannot, again, thank you for you guys being out there in this adversity. Just make sure to do whatever you can to stay as possible, safe as possible. And for those of you that don't have to be out there, just do your part and stay home, man. You know, it sucks. It can be boring. The part I was gonna do instead of this video is to say, hey, now that we've kind of got some downtime and you can't do anything, even if you don't have a large gym set, you know, 5, 6, 7 times a day, crank out 10 push-ups or 20 push-ups or 30, however many you can do. Just do as many as you can, make note of it, and then a little bit later on, an hour or two later, knock out another set. And do that with push-ups, sit-ups, do it with, what's the word I'm looking to, squats. Do anything just to keep yourself moving, because you can get a little restless, not be able to sleep as well. So physical activity will help with that. And number two, find a hobby. If you, for me personally, I don't have time. I'm out on the bus, but I am downloading stuff and listening to things in Spanish, because I'm trying to learn Spanish. So when I travel South America or go back over to Europe, I might be able to actually speak a little Spanish. That is my, and plus, you know, given time, I think 10% of our population now is Latino. So to be able to speak, that would be really cool. Find some hobbies. Make your downtime productive if you can. And like I said, you know, we're going to be through this, but the numbers are against us fellas right now. So I think it's extra smart for us to take those precautions. And look, whether you believe certain stories or not, the numbers they're coming out with don't show. And this is numbers from Italy, and some numbers are coming out from Spain now, and some numbers now from New York City. Look, we're stats guys. You got to listen to the stats. And that's all there is to it. I'll leave this one nice and short and sweet and simple. If you want to support me, links are below. Thank you for those that have. And as always, like, comment, share is the best way we can keep this train rolling. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, stats don't lie. Stay safe. Thank you.